Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guess who's back? One clue, konnichiwa. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on a Wednesday morning right here on your home of sport, SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, if that's where you're listening. Maybe you're listening on the network, on the app. Great to have your company. Give us a shout out where you're listening from, 0457 736 736. And remember, if you call the Great Southern Bank open line anytime during the show, 1300 01 11 70, and we had some terrific calls yesterday, you are in the running to be our Club Med Caller of the Week, which then would put you in the running to be the Club Med Caller of the Year. We have a prize, 4 tickets to Bali worth nearly $10,000. How good is that? But let's not muck about. On a big Wednesday morning, let's welcome him back from his little sabbatical and journey expedition. He's made it safely home, and we're thankful for that. Mr. Greg Alexander back from Japan. But I will say, konnichiwa, Mr. Alexander.
Konnichiwa, yes. Vossie, great to be back. It really is. Japan was fantastic. I know we had so many tips and suggestions off the SEN family just before we left, and I think I got to most of them. I thought I accomplished a fair bit, but it was all about the rugby, and it was all about the food. The food was fantastic. Experienced some of the dishes and ramen noodles. Didn't know much about ramen noodles, but now I do, and just kept going back for more.
Okay.
The curries were, you suggested the curries. Don't underestimate the Japanese curries. Yep, ate a lot of curries. The bullet train's amazing.
Amazing.
What a way to get around. Not just the bullet train, but just their train system in general. And the schoolboy rugby was very good. This is a big thing, this Senex World Youth Tournament, where they had, Vossie, they had 16 high schools, so 8 Japanese schools. Then they had schools from Australia, New Zealand, England, Chinese Taipei, Fiji, the US, my favourite African country, Namibia. Were represented, Korea. So they were the sides that took part. So you can imagine the games were played 40 k's out of Fukuoka, where all the teams stayed. They also had 8 girls sevens rugby sides too. So Bath College was representing Australia, but it was a fantastic rugby tournament. Schoolboy rugby is very good. It's a good game. It's completely different to Super Rugby. So it was very enjoyable.
I think we need to get your top 5, like a bit of power ranking stuff a bit later on. Your Japan top 5 from the trip.
Yeah, we can do
now,
that.
Talk about and lots of issues we'll get to, but just keeping in touch with rugby league over there, can you tell us, apart from those participants from Australia, did you happen to run into random Souths guy? Was there anything that resembled rugby league? Anyone know what rugby league is? Did you just fly the flag there? Did you do any little PR for us over there?
Not really. And I didn't. No. I saw no jerseys. No.
No, nothing.
No. The boss of Sanix, so the owner who puts this tournament on every year, and it's been on for the last 25 years, He was at the tournament, and I went up and gave him some advice. I said, look, I'm from Australia. I said, do you know rugby league? And he sort of, yes. Yeah, he sort of knew it. And I said, well, you know, I said, look, rugby league is the number one sport. I was telling the owner of this company, this Japanese country,
season opener, rugby league. Vegas, move over.
Just trying to, you know, swindle in somewhere. But no jerseys. Didn't spot a jersey while I was there.
You should have taken over one of your old Penrith Dada uniforms ones and walk around the street in that and go up and say, I've got, you know, 10 million yen for the first person who knows what jersey this is. That could have been a nice little TikTok video for you.
Well, I did turn up with a New South Wales jersey on one day, the State of Origin jersey.
Very nice. But
didn't get much chat. But it was good. Fantastic. But it's great to be back. Watching NRL in Japan, I found very difficult. Had the NRL Watch app, but just kept getting duck egg. Didn't see a live game.
Well, that's disappointing.
Did not see a live game. So I had to watch all the highlights and bits and pieces through the NRL app, but caught a fair bit of it. Vossi, so much happens while someone is away for 10 days. Can you believe the stuff that happens in rugby league in a 10-day period? You know, Luke Keary retires or says he's going to retire. Jason Demetriou got sacked after I left. So over the weekend that I was in Tokyo, Jason Demetriou was gone. Gus is taking on the NRL. other things happened that
injuries, man. That's of the high profile nature. You know, not just and not that any injury. You know, whether the player's high profile, low profile, but the high profile nature of the players. What about the captains? There's a handful of captains that are signed
Adam Reynolds,
at the moment.
Cameron Murray, Clint Gutherson, Ryan Tina. Pappenhausen. That's just while I was away.
That was in that ten day period.
I will say I thought the most amazing game over the two rounds that I missed after Anzac Day, the most amazing win was the Canberra Raiders at Brookvale Oval. Down 20-0, down 24-6 early in the second half when Manly scored the first try after halftime, but still found a way to win. Team of the week, Canberra Raiders.
We've spoken about that this week, that Manly weren't going like that good and Canberra weren't going that bad. The two mistakes Canberra made in the first half, only made two mistakes, and the ball fell into the lap of an attack of a defender who sprinted away to score twice. And they also had defended with 12 men for 10 minutes. But that was last week. Now we look ahead to next week with Teamless Tuesday out yesterday. We'll cover some of that. Let's get your opinion straight away, Brandy. David Fifita, that was a big story yesterday. We're now at this incredible contract clause situation around round 10 where he can, you know, basically inform the Titans that he's looking around, that he's a free agent. Des Hasler has been urged to get rid of David Fifita from some quarters to use the $1 million as a season savings and make Jerome Hughes an irresistible offer to return to the Gold Coast. Now, that's just one little storyline throwing into it. Yesterday we were talking about, you know, how much do you pay him, what's his term? Let's twist it around today. Should the Titans fight tooth and nail to keep him, Brandy? If you're in charge of the Titans roster, are you letting David Fifita go?
Vossi, that's we've spoken about the Titans and their contract situation over the last 18 months because Tino and David Fifita both had written into their contracts, even the previous contracts, that they could discuss or virtually terminate their contract when they wanted to. So the Titans find themselves in a very difficult situation. Do they fight for him? Do they pay the money that the other clubs are offering? Or do they offer him less than the million and still hope to keep him? That's the thing. Do they pay him? Do they go, do they convince him to take up the following 2 years? That's a hard one. I don't know whether the Titans do that.
But, yeah, the balance of their roster, given that, you know, Kieran Foran is, 33, Tenaboy not setting the world on fire. You know, he's had a good game now. He's got a dislocated wrist. He's out for 5-6 weeks. It probably makes sense. They need a war chest to bolster. Sometime either right now or within the next year or two, they do have to have big money to spend on 6 or 7, don't they? On a 6 or 7. So, you know, maybe it might be a blessing in disguise if they were to lose David Fifita. They need that money to spend elsewhere in a obviously a prime position to ignite this side.
Well, the fact that they've got Bo Firma on one side of the field. Now, Bo Firma hasn't come back in the sort of form that he was playing before he did his knee. But that's that he's young, and that doesn't mean he won't find that form. Some players come back from knee reconstructions at different rates. So you would think that they've got a quality back rower on one side of the field. It's hard to argue with their halves situation at the moment. You can't secure Kieran Foran. If he plays next year, that would be just about it for Kieran Foran. So they do need to bolster it. So, you know, for the Titans, in terms of the balance of their roster, that might make sense to just say, David, we need to spend that money elsewhere.
Okay, and just to wrap up this part of the discussion, just recapping on what we touched on yesterday with people, you know, texting in and calling in. If you're another club, if you're, and it's difficult for you because you are on the Penrith board, but let's go real hypothetical, any club, what do you think's a decent term contract to offer David Fifita? Are you doing one of those 5-year deals? You know, longer? Are you just going 3 years? Is that the minimum? Or are you committing a huge chunk of money over a longer time span on David Fifita?
No, I think you offer him 3 years.
Yep. All right. Well, there's an answer. He's given a direct answer, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Alexander. You have your say. 1300 01 1170, Great Southern Bank open line. From the Teamless Tuesday, obviously some very good matches. Like Thursday night's interesting. Dolphins, Manly having to bounce back from where they were last week. And Wayne Bennett's got the Dolphins bowling along. But Friday night at Penrith, Panthers and Canterbury. SEN, by the way, coverage of the Dolphins game Thursday night. Coverage of Bulldogs, Panthers Friday. Both games on Friday night you can watch on Fox League, Brisbane playing Parramatta. Then we have 1v2 rolls around in round 10, Brandy, Cronulla and Melbourne. Any early thoughts there, given Melbourne, via Teamless Tuesday, Jerome Hughes out injured, Ryan Pappenhausen with a fracture. Suddenly you lose two of their big four.
Yeah, fascinating match. And they sit on top of the comp. They do have they've got a tough run over the next 5 weeks. So it's Melbourne this weekend. Then they play the Roosters, the Panthers, the Eels, the Broncos. That's the Sharks' next 5 games. So it's a massive period for the Sharks coming up. And they've been playing some good footy. They've been winning. I might go an early crow and say the Sharks will beat the Storm down there.
Oh, hang on a second. Matt in Melbourne's penalty. He was just sort of nodding off there and telling you, we've got an early crow. Yeah, there it is. You've got to make it official. Thank you. So locked it in. Well done.
Yeah. Well, couple of teams, Vossi, that it's a massive weekend for a couple of teams, and that is the Eels and the Warriors that at the moment sit 12th and 13th. The Warriors have now had a draw in their last 5 games, 4 games, a draw against Manly. They lost 3. They're following 3 games against the Dragons, against Newcastle, against the Titans. There's some issues there.
Yeah.
There's some of their good players not playing anywhere near what they did last week. Up until round 4 or 5, and we spoke about Sean Johnson and said Sean Johnson doesn't look like a player that's ready to retire. All of a sudden, over the last month, Sean Johnson's making errors, not doing what he has over the last 18 months. So they need some of their guns, some of their senior players to step up and start playing the sort of footy that they did in the first month of the Premiership.
Well, I called their game against Newcastle on Sunday, and there was nothing doing with Tamaro Martin on the left side, like zero impact.
He's not the answer.
And right side, Chance Nickel-Cookstar coming into the attack. I thought a number of times in commentary, run of play, 3 or 4 times, wrong option taken, or ball not delivered. They just weren't smart enough in attack. The Warriors, so yes, definitely with troubles and having to play the Roosters and Penrith in consecutive weeks. They play Penrith at Magic Round, and Magic Round upon us as well. So that's all happening, and the Women's Origin next week as well. Like, that's crept up on us. There's a lot happening in rugby league. Now, elsewhere, AFL, Brady, what's your first reaction? John Longmire talking about a send-off rule. Now, it feels like AFL's playing a bit of catch-up here. They've talked about Golden Point recently. We'll have Jared Whateley on the program today. We can talk about that. But John Longmire believes an in-game send-off system involving the AFL's version of the bunker could be an option for foul play. Sydney had a second player knocked out of a game following a high bump. Now, What's your advice, Brandy? Sit on the mountain and AFL come up to you, Mr. Alexander, please advise. Would you say, don't go down the bunker route, don't have Golden Point, don't ever send... What are you saying to AFL, Brandy Grasshopper?
I'm going to say that we've got a better system. I think our system's better, Vossi. And that's saying that after what the bunker went through last week. Some of the moments, not involving foul play, but some of the moments that the bunker got wrong over the weekend. And I know, I can imagine what you've spoken about in the opening first two days, Monday and Tuesday, refereeing. And not so much refereeing, but the decisions they're getting wrong in the bunker, which are just mind-boggling. But I would still say they need a set. You can't be running around in AFL and knocking blokes out and staying on the field.
That's Tom McCartan. So he gets knocked out. He hit high. Callum Brown from the Giants, he is now looking at 3 weeks on the sidelines, but played out the game the other night. So there's no in-game censure penalty. So for the AFL fan, you locked into our program right at the moment. You have your say. Is there anything in rugby league you want to take? Is there anything that rugby league is doing in terms of, you know, send-off rule bunker and all that you would like to see in your game? Let us know on the text line or the open line. Brandy is back. Brandy is here to take your calls. Brandy is here for you. Is there any question about Japan that you want to ask Brandy about? I didn't think he'd come back. I've got to be honest, Brandy. I was going with the running. I thought you were doing a deal with the Toyota Verblitz, that you and Edamame Jones had got together to do a little breakfast gig over there. Yeah. I didn't think he'd come back. Obviously, something's happened. Negotiations fell over, or couldn't quite get it to work?
Well, TV was a funny thing over there, Vossie. So there wasn't, because I couldn't watch a full game of NRL, I did watch a fair bit of their rugby on their J Sport channel, because there was no movie channel. Not that you needed it while you're away, but I did watch a fair bit of the Japanese rugby.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did.
Hang on. What was that? Ooh, what was that like? It's not that good.
It's not that good.
I've thought the same of French rugby, and I've watched French rugby. I said these blokes aren't fit. They're not fit. No. And so Japanese rugby the same.
Yeah, I think you know, Joey Manu is a Toyota Verblitz that he's playing for. Yeah.
No,
he'll kill them.
Yeah, kill him. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's very loose. You just kill him. Intensity is not there. No, let's be honest here. We'll be talking all things sport. We'll touch on the IPL. Jake Fraser McGurk's gone again. He's not coming to the World Cup. Fair dinkum, 50 off 20 balls overnight. 7 fours, 3 sixes. I just think his time is now. But anyway, we'll touch on the NBA. You've got the Champions League desk covered. So it's all happening here on a Wednesday. But come in and give Brandy a hug. He's back from Japan. He'll do his little Japanese travelogue. We might have some Japanese music playing in the background when he talks Japan. We'll work on that. And give us a call right now. Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Brady, I'd hope while you go, you haven't forgotten who our major sponsor is.
Which one? Do we want Kubota or do we want Bryden's Lawyers?
Well, I'm thinking a bit of Bryden's action first up.
Oh, Bryden's Lawyers, Vossie. Of course, we're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Posse, time for a Champions League update. We'll go straight to the football desk, and we've got four sides left. PSG, Borussia Dortmund are in action this morning. The second leg of that game, Borussia Dortmund came in with a 1-0 lead. 70 minutes into the second leg, they are up 1-0. So on aggregate, they lead PSG 2-0. Could we get to the two German clubs in the final? Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, of course, play tomorrow. They come into the second leg all square, 2-2 in the first leg.
We'll work on the backing music for the football desk to make it official. Matt's slow out of the gates in the morning. It's panelling the show from Melbourne, not easy. We're here in Sydney. Matt's down in Melbourne, you know, the Melbourne Diary. He's just thinking, can you talk more AFL, Matt's saying? Can you talk more about the send-off rule? I want to hear more. I want to hear about the Western Bulldogs. Well, Matt, you might be waiting a little while. Listing, Scott's on the text, listing from Ipswich, boys. I'll take you over Patton Hills any day. Oh, appreciate the support, Scott. Appreciate the support, listing from Ipswich.
Good
Thanks
on you,
for
Scotty.
Your company. Widgie, your old mate Widgie, you missed him. He's come back straight at you. Welcome back, Brandy son. I heard the place you stayed at in Japan are handing out hairdryers due to the amount of towels that have gone missing in the last week. Is that right?
Yeah. No towels.
Come home with a few little souvenirs,
no
did
way.
You?
No, you're not accidentally putting towels and spoons into your bag in Japan. It's it's a very respectful place. It's an amazing country. Have you ever
Hang on, are you going to break in a little gambit here? Because we might have some backing music. Can we just play a bit of Japanese music to?
You know where they say, look, you know, make sure you stick on the right streets, you know, to be safe in some country, in some big cities. Tokyo, I don't know if they had a bad area. Like, is it the safest country in the world? Like, they're amazing people. That's beautiful. Well, okay, too, mate.
Kill the music, mate. Here we go. Question. Morning. Is it Ohayou Brandy-san? I was once given a poster with Japanese writing on it that translated to "Even monkeys fall from trees." Question: are there monkeys in Japan? Good question.
I didn't see any. Can't
no,
say
no monkeys.
We is did. There we did. In Japan? Well, there could have been some monkeys in the forest out near where the rugby was happening. It was a fair way out of town, but yeah, didn't see any monkeys. Nice text.
Fair shout here from Muzzle. He said, "G'day, fellas. Matty the Love Muscle did a great job, but nice to have Brandy back. Having Brandy back is like an old pair of boots. Just fits nicely." Yes, Matt Russell was in good form every morning, but you're just an old pair of boots.
Well, he's a pro. Matty's a pro. Vossi, we are powered by Kubota too. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. I miss doing the weather. And it didn't sound like I missed much in the last week in Sydney. Did it rain every day?
Pretty much. It's gone a bit grey.
We're back on that track. The showers, 21 degrees in Sydney, and we're going to Paris. So we're going overseas. Partly cloudy, 20 degrees, and that's where the game is. The Champions League match, PSG Borussia Dortmund. So we thought we'd update the Paris weather.
You'll probably have to give us a little Tamworth forecast later. You're off to you're back into it on Fox League. You're straight back into doing the tour. You'll be going to Tamworth on Saturday. Part of your little trip. You going to drive or fly? What's happening there?
Well, I'm going to fly and then drive. I'm going to fly there and drive home. Yeah, I'm going to drive home because we've got Sunday action.
Okay, you gave Brandy tips for Japan. Anyone want to give him a tip for Tamworth? Where should he go in Tamworth? Like, is there a eatery you should visit? Is there something you should see that he doesn't know about? Brandy's got a road trip to, a fly and road trip to Tamworth. Anyone listening out that way this morning, give Brandy some tips for Tamworth on Saturday when the Tigers play the Knights.
Well, anyone driven to Tamworth from Sydney recently? What is it, a five-hour trip? What are we talking? I don't know.
You're gonna wear flannelette shirts when you're out there? You're going to dress like a country and western sort of slip in a little bit?
I don't know whether Fox will let us do that, but I'm happy to try it.
If you came on with the chaps, the pants with the holes in the back, and you put the flannel shirt on and a
cowboy
little
hat
and a little scarf, I reckon that'd be great, Brandy. Cowboy Brandy. Yeehaw. Hey, it's your Greg Alexander. There's a snake in my boots. That'd be great. That'd be great for entertainment, Brandy.
Have we got the news coming up?
Yeah, we do. We better go to it.
Gee, it's good to hear Vanessa's voice. Thank you for that. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos, Vossie. Up for grabs today. Best contributor will win a Signet Boost power bank. Signet Boost power bank will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. And you can get us on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Edgewater Homes mortgage fund up to $1,500 a month off your home loan for 2 years.
We have a great family here listening to the breakfast program. Is that what you are? You're all family. We love yous all. Text here. Snow monkeys are in Japan. Yes, they do have snow monkeys. So you didn't see a snow monkey?
No snow.
Snow monkeys anyway. They're there. No. Weather in Tamworth. This is Tommy from Tamworth. We've got Tommy. He says, partly cloudy today. 23 is our forecast. So looking pretty good. Might want to get out there early.
Well, here's another one from Tamworth, Vossie. Rhino says, Brandy, get the full rack of pork ribs from Safari Club. Elliot owns the joint, the best. Okay, so I'll go in and the Safari Club and just say, Rhino sent me down here.
Yeah. There's Elliot. Another one for the Safari Club. Another one. But who's Elliot? Who's Elliot owns the joint? Who are we talking about there?
Well, I don't know.
What, Adam Elliot? Herb Elliott? We talked about, I don't know. Elliot Goblet? This one. Sam from Tamworth. Brandy says, takes about 5 hours in a truck. I do it at least five times a week. Okay, Sam, so he says 5 hours in a truck, so you might get a little quicker than that. You break, you know, 4:40, something like that, maybe?
Well, full time, what, about 5 o'clock? 3 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock, I'll be home by 10:30.
No, you'll go to the Safari Club after the game and then go.
Then go, okay.
You've got to factor that in now.
6 o'clock leave. I can't spend any longer than an hour in the Welders. Tamworth, the Welders Dog Brewery for a refreshment, and if you get a clear night, the observatory is run by a great bunch of blokes. So duck out to the observatory and spot the
stars.
You're going to do the game.
You're going to the Safari Club. Then you go to the Welders Dog Brewery, then the observatory, then you'll do the drive home, and maybe you'll try and link up with Sam from Tamworth and be a passenger in his truck rather than drive, because you've...
What a weekend.
You will have had it. Yes, that's
what
it.
What a weekend.
Back to work the next day. Fantastic. Let's go to the Great Southern Bank Open Line quickly before the sports update for Glow Fire Pits, because Mike has called in from Callum Vale in Brisbane. Brandy.
Mike, g'day.
G'day, boys. Welcome back, Brandy.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, there was nobody sitting at your desk or anything when you got back? Or
Well, no, I did have to, but, you know, get the jackhammer out and remove Matt Russell, but he's gone.
Some friends have had some funny things happen when they've gone on leave, but no, it's good to see that your job's still there.
Still hanging. Still by the skin of my teeth, Mike.
Just with John Longmire's comments, as a NRL/AFL fan, you'd have to agree, but I think they've really got to think through a subsidiary point that Maynard won last year when he knocked out the opposing player and then got a fairly decent suspension and went to the appeals and got it totally wiped. I think... that's where the NRL has got it all over AFL. So I think they just need to think out the steps with their judiciary, just exonerating people for contact with the head.
Well, we have gone down this road before with AFL, Vossie, and I know we'll speak to Jared Waitley today, but we've spoken to Jared about this prior, and I'm thinking that was the incident that caused us to talk about the send-off rule and the fact that they haven't got it in AFL last year. I didn't know that he got a... I knew he got a big suspension, Mike Maynard, but I didn't know that he then went, appealed that and got exonerated.
Braden Maynard from Collingwood last year and then got it cleared. Thank you for the call, Mike. Whatever you do, that's probably my advice, and you're the man on the hill, on the mountain, you're grasshopper. Mm. But if I could chip in as your aide, I would say to AFL, whatever you do, if you have a send-off system, sin bin system, report system, then your penalty system, they all need to be on the same page. The rules, to achieve consistency, what your supposed bunker C has to be through the same lens as your umpires, through the same lens as your match review committee. You must be on the same page. Now, sports update. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits. Brandy, I reckon you are up for a Glow Fire Pit, mate. You've come back to the wet weather and we're just going to get it happening.
Well, it was hard to watch any rugby league in Japan, Vossie, but NBA was almost impossible. Tried my hardest to get the NBA up, but just couldn't do it. So thought we'd update that this morning. The Denver Nuggets' hopes of defending the NBA crown took a hit when they lost 106-80 to the Minnesota Timberwolves to trail 2-0 in the second round of their playoff series yesterday. The New York Knicks edged Indiana Pacers 121-117 in their Eastern Conference opener yesterday. So hey, just update me quickly, Andrew, because I know you follow it closely. So in the NBA, they're the four teams we've got left. That's it. Were we up to conference finals?
Cricket. It's a very good question, Brady. It's an outstanding question. Very good. No, the answer's no, actually. The answer's no. There's more than four. Still in that conference. Yeah, in that conference there's four. Correct.
Oh, okay.
That's right. But we do have,
because we have got some games Cavaliers coming up and, today.
Yeah, Josh Giddey's still in contention. We're all aboard Oklahoma City Thunder now against the Dallas Mavericks. On the IPL front last night, Delhi Capitals over the Rajasthan Royals, winning by 20 runs. Big scoring game again. Lots of sixes, well and truly over the 20 in sixes hit. Delhi Capitals 8 for 221. Rajasthan Royals 8 for 201. Jake Fraser-McGuirk for the Delhi Capitals, 50 off 20 balls, 7 fours, 3 sixes. So he's only out at the crease for 24 minutes with his opening batting partner, Abhishek Parel. They put on 60 in 4 overs. So off they go. Just tee off, scoring 15 and over. Fraser-McGuirk, can't believe he's not in our best squad.
So that happened while I was away. They announced the World Cup team, the 2020 World Cup team. Vossi, they do have the ability to squeeze players in and out of that squad that they announced, don't they? Jake Fraser-McGuirk does have... There's a little bit of wriggle room in McGuirk actually getting into the side, isn't there? It's not locked and loaded.
Yeah, but he should be there already. I don't think he needs that little, captain's call clause. I think based on domestic form, based on what he's doing on the IPL stage, bang, bring him in now. Want to see him. Could be the absolute match winner of the whole thing to not make the squad. Disappointing. That's the IPL. All the team lists Tuesday news will recap throughout the course of the show. All of that for Glow Fire Pits. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. They've got the full range, glowheating.com.au.
You're listening to Sydney's Home of Sport, SEN 1170 AM. Come on, let's get together. You know Breakfast with Lossie and Brandy, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. Lossie, Teamless Tuesday. That's why it's good to work on a Wednesday. I'm pretty happy that I've changed from my RDO Wednesday and making that a Friday now.
Listen, I reckon you're still in travel, mate. I don't think you've come flying out of the blocks. I think there's part of you. I think your heart has been left behind in Japan. I think Brandy, you're seeing it. I didn't think you'd come back. Two, yeah. You've come back, but I feel as if you've still got a little bit over there. I'm thinking you and Tanya may be looking a little bit of real estate, get a little apartment, have a little mid-year sabbatical in Japan, becomes that, permanent. That before you know it, you're living over there 6 months of the year.
Tan did say to me, she said, "What do you think real estate is like?" And I said, "Well, I can imagine it's pretty expensive." I didn't walk past any real estate offices and sort of check out the prices, Vossi. But
anyway, it's a reality check for you to go from like Tokyo and the train system and all of that to Tamworth. But people just giving you lots of advice around Tamworth. Why is it called the Welder's Dog Brewery? Is it because they come out blind? It says Smithy the Eel. We'll find out. It's just the Welder's Dog Brewery. Drive very carefully. Brandy is the tip. A lot of kangaroos around at dusk.
Oh.
All right.
Well,
so maybe
not good.
You're better off staying at the Safari Club or whatever it was.
Well, I could spend the night there. If I'm going to check the stars out and go to the observatory, maybe I could just... where should I stay if I stay in Tamworth? Where's the best motoring in Tamworth? Brandy, Firmer ain't such a young fella. Turns 26 in a few months' time. Fifita's 24. I think Firmer will be a gun, but probably still a bit ginger returning from a bad injury. I see Fifita as having grabbed the easy cash and now looking for a premiership-winning club. Well, he wouldn't be on his own.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Giving the all Japanese business people copies of your book may have got you a bit more traction. Mike, that wow.
Five-star Brandy.
Finally, had been able to come up with some of the books just hanging around and handed them out on the train. I will say the train system's brilliant, Vossi.
Hang on, are you giving us some advice about Japan? Because we need the music to make it official. Matt, can we just put the music underneath when Brandy goes into his... talking about Japan?
It would come as no shock that we actually didn't book anything. So we booked our flight over there, but then just thought we'd wing it and just turn up at the train station, buy a ticket, and off we go. That was fine going down to Fukuoka. Coming home on Monday wasn't so good. I've never seen trains as crowded as what we got on. And I, there was a time there where we had to catch a train to Osaka and then get off and go to Tokyo. I thought, we're not going to make it to Tokyo. There was that many people travelling and getting on trains. And
they're squeezed up against each other. No personal space. It's just
no personal space. And with luggage. So we've got two big bags and we're trying to wheel them onto the train.
Good
and
luck.
So
good
people
luck.
That wanted to actually get off the train had to climb over seats and people had to, like, because it was just jam-packed. Never seen anything like it.
Mm. More tales from Japan from Brandy. Now, you can get us on social media at Vossie Brandy SEN. We're influencers these days, not just on X, we're on Instagram as well. But of course, you get the podcast. Search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Now, Paddy the Wyndham Knight listened to the show via podcast yesterday. On referees, listen to this suggestion. Why don't we focus on rewarding them more for impressive reffing? Could the NRL introduce a referee of the week? Could we award a referee of the year at the Dally M's? He's throwing it out there. A couple of weeks back, the referee on the Titans-Warriors match made some fantastic calls. I'd never seen that before. Was very impressed. Yet no one seemed to praise his fantastic reffing. I think more praise, less criticism might help encourage our current refs as well as retain future refs. We need our referees to be confident to get the best out of them. Paddy the Wyndham Knight in contention. Maybe text of the day. That's very interesting.
Do you find yourself at any stage of the game? And I think I have heard you say that's a great decision. If they make a decision on the run, or it's one of those 50-50 calls and they're doing it live, no help from the bunker, it's just them making a call. I think I have heard you say, well, that's a good decision. But do we, and although it doesn't happen often because we expect them to make the right decision every time.
Yeah.
Do we not? I think we could give them a little bit of
Move the needle. Move the needle so that there is positive.
Mm.
Positive response, reaction.
And not just negative
stuff. I've got to think about that one. There might be something in that. At first I'm thinking referee of the week. No, it's going to be a piss take. You know, like people, I don't know, but, or do you keep it internal? Well, no. Well, then we don't know. No, I think the public acclamation needs to be there. But throw it out there. What do you think? What do you think? More positive around the referees. 0457 736 736 on the text. Is that a silly idea or has it got some merit? How could it work, Brandy?
And handing out the Dally M Award for Referee of the Year is Andrew Voss. And Andrew, who's our winner?
It's not
a terrible idea.
I don't know why it'd be me handing out the award. And
well,
anyway,
I'm giving an example. It could be anyone. But
All right. That's all very good. 7:30 to 7 on this day in a moment. Some really good gear in that. And, of course, breakfast brought to you by Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. He's back. Brandy from Japan. Come and say konnichiwa. Come on.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Three, three, what a catch!
This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
On Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, on this day.
And on this day, the 8th of May in 1945, World War II in Europe officially ended at midnight, although the war in the Pacific continued until the Japanese surrendered in September.
And on this day in 2011, a sad day, Australian boxer Lionel Rose passed away. That was 13 years ago today.
And on this day in 1982, Vangelis, Chariots of Fire's, the theme to the Chariots of Fire movie topped the US singles charts.
I can do better than that, but that'll come up in a moment. What about the birthdays? Remiss of us. Pat Cummins is 31 today. Michael Bevan is 54 today. So you share a birthday if you're born today.
There we go. 8th of May. What about in music? Enrique Iglesias turns 49, isn't he? Oh, is this a bit alive?
Is that him last year?
Enrique. Yeah, a bit alive.
Oh, yeah. thanks for introducing that. Anyway, the big one today, Alex Van Halen, original drummer and co-founder of Van Halen, get this, turns 71. How about a bit of Van Halen to take us up to the news on this Wednesday?